thank you, Lord. We're going to continue to worship, but just want to be obedient here to what the Lord's showing. When I got here and went in the office for a little while, the Lord just spoke the word advance to me, and I began to write down what he was sharing. And it's a new work that he's doing, and there's going to be the need for the help and the power of God's Spirit for us to advance in his will, his purpose, and the light of the knowledge of his will for each of us. I'm going to read part of this word, but in a moment, I'm going to ask, if you're willing, that we're just going to line up across here. But while I'm reading this, I want you to just pay attention to just the Spirit of God in you showing. And what we're going to do together, again, if you're willing, is to envision, where do you see yourself? What new, you're not walking in it, but you want to. It's a new realm of walking with God, a new realm of whether it's in ministry or just your relationship with him. But it's a desire. You want to walk in that. And whether it's being a vessel the Holy Spirit can use, and you can see God using you. You can see. And if you can't, then ask God to show you, Lord, what's your will for me? How do you see me in ministry? And let him bring that picture to you. And what we'll do is stand here, and we'll give you time during this next song just to stand here. We'll do it all together in unison, but just to envision that. And so while we're standing here, you may receive something new, you may not. You may already know what it is. But even if it's blank to you at this moment, you can still say, Lord, I want to walk in. I'm going to need your help. What you're going to show me to walk in. And together, as we take a step of faith in the Spirit before the Lord, I'm just being obedient here, is that we're going to say, Lord, with your help, I'm asking you to help me to see and to take courage, and by your Spirit to take those steps, enabling me to walk in this realm. One time I drew a picture in my journal. It was here I was, and I drew, using a yellow highlighter, a door, a spiritual door, and I, over here, Lord, I want to walk in this. It's not that I just want to. Lord, you're showing me. This is where it's a realm that you want me to walk in and how you want to use me. But I'm struggling in getting there, right? We all experience those things. You know what I'm saying? You know? And you do, you don't. Yes, you do. But he gave me some advice, and it was so neat. Within a month, I was on the other side walking in that realm. When I was first starting to get visions years ago, I was sitting under a tree, and this was so neat. It was like back into the biblical times, and you know that Martha and Mary and Lazarus were dear friends with Jesus. He's God, he was in his humanity, but he had those friends, and he would eat dinner. They put a dinner on for him one time, but they were very close to him. So I was sitting under that tree, and all of a sudden, Jesus started walking from their house over to me. And I'm like, Jesus, and I'm in this vision now. And he just started talking to me. It was just like a friend, just fellowship. But what God wanted to show me was a realm he wanted me to walk in. And what I noticed was, number one, I was aspiring to be like a character in the Bible. Lord, and the Lord was helping me to see, I haven't called you to be him. Or like him, or to walk in that. You keep your eyes on me. You're unique, and you're going to walk in what I have uniquely made you to be and to do, and I'm going to uniquely call you to do. So there was something in that vision that he revealed to me that was neat. But the other thing was really neat. He's talking to me, and all of a sudden, he just stopped. And he just kind of, so as if I was sitting there under the tree, and he was sitting down for a moment, and he just kind of, he said, I need to go now. It's so nice to be with you. And he walked away. And that moment, the revelation to me those years ago was this. Someone else is in charge of his life. He's not calling the shots. And we know that was the Father communicating to him by the Spirit in him, it's time to go. I have an assignment for you. And he was very polite. He didn't just dash off. I got to watch this just like they saw him in person. It was so neat. But God was revealing to me, son, I want you to walk in that realm where I am in charge of your life. I want you to be conscientious of my Spirit in you, listening. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to prompt you. I'll give you things to say. It was a realm. And so I don't know what God has, what he's been showing you, or a prophetic word. It's there. And, you know, we can't get there. Remember the pegboard word that was given to Randy Sunday morning? We can't, and spiritually speaking, we can never in our own strength attain to that place. It's going to take the help of the Holy Spirit. I love one translation where it says, if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. It says, because we have the Holy Spirit in us, he'll tell you what to do. He'll tell you where to go and where not to go. It's just broke it down, the difference. We're in the Spirit. It's a difference, but to walk in the Spirit. I sent Brad to you a picture, and I was encouraging him. I got, you know, those balance bubbles. When you want to balance, make sure it's balanced, right? You put it over a pitcher. It's got that little bubble in it, right? And if it goes outside the center, it's not level. Well, I got a real tiny one. It came with some project. But I got that thing on my dresser with a little note because I've been endeavoring to really take this thing, abide in Jesus, to heart. And what that really means, I want to go deeper in that. And so what's neat, I look at that little bubble and I'm like, Lord, you're going to help me to abide in you, and that your Spirit will help me to know when the bubble's getting out of balance, you know, when I'm veering outside of abiding in you. Y'all follow what I'm saying? It's a realm. It's something to walk in, and God's always calling us in this word. I'm going to read it. We're going to stand, and we're going to just worship the Lord again, and then I'll just give you us a cue. We're going to advance in this first in the Spirit. So I was in there, and just before coming out, I was telling Russell, the Lord just dropped this word in me, so I just wrote it down quick. Lord, I just pray that what's here for us, help your Spirit, that your Spirit will take what applies to us as a group, individually, that you'll make sense of it. Your Spirit will bear witness of it where it applies to us. Thank you. Lord, thank you for giving insight in Jesus' name. Sorry, y'all, I need to slow down. I'm just excited. So I sensed the chief shepherd say, I'm desiring my people to advance further into my will and purposes for each of them, individually and as my body corporately. Now, let's be careful not to throw up objections right now and say, oh, I'm super busy. I can't do anything else. And you may be already in sync, but let's just hear it out and let's just stay open to the Lord. His yoke is easy. He's not going to put something else on us that's going to wear us out. I'm desiring my people to advance further into my will and purposes for each of them individually and as my body corporately. If you, the Lord says, if you will be still, take time to be still, reevaluate what you're doing, where you are, and whether or not you're being effective and fruitful in that place. As each person looks to my son, the father says, the chief cornerstone, each one will soon know exactly their place and their role in my body. Because he's the chief cornerstone, we're living stones, and he fits us as he's building the house of God, a dwelling place for his spirit. He will fit you exactly where I want you to be, doing what I will help you and anoint you to do in your role with me. In this new work, new gathering, new positioning, you'll be abiding in me and I in you in this new season. To me, what he's saying is, as he's doing this new work and as he reveals a role in the ministry or what he wants us to do, as we are obedient to that step, what he's saying is you'll continue to be abiding in me because you took a step out into my will. When Rhonda and I said yes to coming here, we're abiding in him. This was his will for us. There's more to say about that, so don't take anything wrong. The Lord says, I'm ready to help you move, to move you and to position you and to empower you. For I have a work I want to do here, and it will take a commitment on each person's part with the time they're able to give themselves to me in my house and abroad. Consider now, for I have chosen you to do a great work here. Will you lay down your life for my sake? I thought about King David before his departure to heaven. That was his charge to Solomon. Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build the Lord's house. And the Lord said, I will not disappoint you, for did I not make a covenant with you, who would believe and be willing, a promise that will astonish each one of you, referring to Exodus 34:10, behold, I make a covenant before all your people. I will do marvels such as have not been done in all the earth nor in any other nation, and all the people among whom you are shall see the work of the Lord, for it's an awesome thing that I will do with you. So if you would, let's just stand up, and if you're willing, just come and just stand across the front, just with an open heart. It may be nothing else the Lord would call you to do. Everybody here has work to do and all of that, but we're just stepping out. We're opening our hearts and saying, Lord, where does this word apply to me, if it does, in this new work? Years ago, not too long ago, we did this ministry, Christ Life Solutions. And the Lord used this word when he questioned Peter, who boasted that he'll go the distance with Jesus. And Jesus said, will you lay down your life for me? You know, he knew he wouldn't. But the Lord used that scripture in a different tone. And he asked me, before this young adult ministry started, will you lay down your life for me? And I forget, it went 2, 3, 4 years, whatever, but it took. It was like a 24/7 almost, a lot of sacrifice. I wouldn't trade it for anything. Isn't that right, Michelle? All the fruit was amazing. Just that step of obedience. And no great work of God was ever done without a commitment, you know? So y'all can spread out a little more, because after this song, we're going to wait till after this next song, and we're going to just, I'm going to pray one more. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just fumbling through this. I feel like it, but the Lord is just coming, okay? And I'm going to ask God to show us. And after this song, I'll give the cue, and we're going to see that. So like for me, if he wanted me to walk in this realm where it's evident that someone else is in charge of my life, I'm going to see that. And on the cue, I'm like, Lord, help me to walk in that, to be more conscientious, to live from above while I'm on the earth. And I'm going to walk in. I'm just going to step forward, say, yes, Lord, I'm in agreement with him. I'm yielding my life, my heart to him in that aspect. Amen. It might just be simply boldness to be his witness. If you keep shrinking back, you keep staying silent. When you see yourself evangelizing, you see yourself. It might be a vessel of the Holy Spirit, giving words, prophetic words. See it. And just, you're going to take a step in that. So, Lord, we just pray and that you will show us, each one of us, an area that you want us to advance in. And we know we can't do it in our own strength, but that your Spirit will show us, will reveal it. And we're going to step out and say, Lord, you're going to help us. Amen. So let's worship the Lord, trusting him to show us and bring clarity. Amen. And I'm just going to come by and just lay hands on you just real quickly as we're worshiping and just release a prayer for you. While this song is still playing, if you would, let's just get ready and just, you're just going to walk into that. Again, if you didn't receive anything yet, or if it's just vague, you're just, Lord, I'm willing. It's like Isaiah overhearing the Father speaking to the Son, who will go for us? And he said, here am I. Well, Father, we right now just present ourselves to you as a living sacrifice. Asking and trusting you to enable us to walk, to advance in this area, in our relationship with you. In the name of Jesus, let's go ahead and step forward into that. Thank you. Just lift our hands up to you in total dependency and declare our sufficiency is not of ourselves, it's of you who make us sufficient. As able ministers in this new covenant, in Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Spirit, give you praise and we thank you, Lord, for revealing your heart tonight. So here we are. Able to, it's okay to stay if you're caught up, and let's just walk this altar and just pray for God's glory to manifest. Lord, we look to you to manifest your glory. We know your Holy Spirit is invited and yielded to. Your word says he excels in glory. So we welcome your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. To visit and to manifest your glory, your wonders. To bring every good gift, every perfect gift, to minister to these. Lord, to deliver those who are oppressed. To heal the sick. Father, to deliver those that are oppressed by demonic beings in the name of Jesus. Glory will be revealed. Lord, we pray that you'll look into the future. The fruit of your visitation. Lord, I ask you to look into the You said nothing's impossible with you. Those who believe you, you're looking for believers who are willing, and that these signs follow those who believe. Blessed be your name, God. Thank you, Lord. Let's just ask God to draw people. Lord, we're asking you to draw. You said no one can come to Jesus unless your Spirit draw them. And that you will send your Spirit and renew those who are yet to be born, who will praise you, God, for the glorious things you're doing in their lives. Draw people, those that you've been calling to be here, who are neglecting, draw them, convict them, convince them. Lord, we just are lifting up our voice in one accord, and we're saying, draw them, Lord, to your house as you are preparing us for the harvest, preparing us, Lord, to be right representations of you. We just magnify your name and we thank you. Thank you, Lord. In advance, we give you praise and we thank you for the glorious things that you're going to do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ah, Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Let's just exalt the Lord. Thank him for what he's done tonight. We exalt you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Give you the glory for direction, guidance, what you're doing to prepare us. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Father. You know, I am really ready to share a word with you, but our time's run out. But I could give each of you $1 if you'll give me 7 minutes. I'm just teasing. But I will share the scripture because he put it on my heart. So just to sow a seed, when I was in my family, when we were in Missouri, there was just a fine family. I don't know if they visited the church, but somehow we were there. They invited us over, and they were showing us around, really nice house. But they were, it was a family in order, their relationships, as best I could sense. But when she showed me the bathroom that she used, her and her husband, just showing us around. And she had a note, so she would come in there and see this note every morning or every time she walked in her bathroom, and there's the mirror. So she'd see the note, there's the mirror, and it would be projecting an image. And her note wasn't on just a little sticky thing, and it wasn't even on a 3x5 card. It was on like a 6x8 card. It was big. And of all things, a scripture in the New Testament, in the book of James, chapter 4. And you know, you would have to know and study the background of who he was writing to at that time. Of course, a number of people, the dispersa of the Jews that were scattered, believing Jews, but there was a group. They'd gotten wealthy off of cheating people that were working for them, mowing their fields, and they were keeping back some of what they deserved. And so a strong word comes to them. But it was chapter 4 in this group. It said, cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. It was just that. It didn't even have the first part of that verse where it says, draw near to God. And I think it's verse 7. Is that right? If somebody's there, and he'll draw near to you. It didn't even have that. But she decided just to put in that. I said, what's this about? She goes, you know, that's just what I am. And I know I need to cleanse my hands. Y'all, every morning, every time, evening. And I was able to encourage her. It was, oh, my heart, it was so sad that she would go see that. I wanted to put it on a PowerPoint picture, just the imagination of what somebody would look like. With dirty hands, a dirty heart, two minds. I forgot that part. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, purify your heart. That's it, right? You double-minded. And it goes, be afflicted and mourn and weep. There it is. Thank you. Yo, that's not a healthy thing to look at every morning. And this family was fine. She was really trying to grow, but something got distorted. You know, because when you're saved, God doesn't, you're not a sinner anymore. It bothers me when I hear even ministers and they're, you know, well, we're just sinners saved by grace. Wait. When they keep referring to us as sinners. Well, no, we were sinners saved by grace. We're not that anymore. To identify ourselves as sinners means you practice sin. Sinners practice sin. But when you come to Christ, you don't practice sin anymore. That's a bad thing. You'd have to examine yourself whether you're in the faith or not, right? But hey, every morning, so look in the mirror, cleanse your hand, you sinner. Purify your heart, double-minded. not good. And you know, the Lord put on my heart this one scripture, and I'll be able to share the message later because it's so healthy for us. You know, God gave a testimony of David. Now, is there anybody higher than God? If we could liken his court to the Supreme Court, right? If God said it, then it is. Now watch, when God called Abraham father of many nations, if God said that, what did that make Abraham, everyone? A father of many nations. Even though he was still what? Childless. And we were looking at God calls things that don't exist yet as though they did. He called me a healed man. You know that story. I'm still holding fast my confession. The faith is tried, you know, because it's been over, it's like 20 years, maybe 16 when he called me that, but the injuries and the pain, all of that was like 20 years. And so even today, I am what you called me. You know, when he was really had it up to here with the children of Israel, he said, they've complained against me now these 10 times. You know what he said in this scripture? I'm going to give them what they've been saying. You know what they've been saying? You brought us out here to kill us. We're going to die in this wilderness. So God said, I've had it. I'm going to give you what you've been confessing. And they did. They didn't get into the promised land. Well, I looked the flip side of that. I learned I ain't going to say stuff like that. If God comes to a place where he's going to give me what I've been saying, I better be saying the right things. Isn't that right? I'm a healed man. I'm just wondering maybe if I'm going to have to say it 100 more times, I'm going to do it. I'm going to come in here skipping like a deer on the mountaintops. You know, anyway, but I have to keep that. And I do. It's a struggle at times because the circumstances and what I feel goes against all of that, like Abraham and Sarah getting older. And what happened is they moved outside of the realm of what was possible with them naturally to what was only possible with God. And by God's design, he allowed that to happen. It took a while. Now it's only possible with me. And he did it. Contrary to hope in hope, Abraham believed so that he became a father of many nations according to what was spoken. So shall your descendants be. See, if a guy named Sam decided, I'm going to be a father of many nations of the Jewish people and of all the nations, you know what would have happened? Not. Because you don't just jump up and decide that. God initiated that. God called him that. So with that, he could say, I'm a father of many nations. Y'all look at me and say, Raphael, you're a healed man. Now, it hasn't manifested yet, but you just spoke the truth. But that's powerful. Could y'all say that again? Oh, that's so good. Thank you. And every time you say Raphael, you're saying you're healed by God. You're a healed man. He gave me that name, changed it, because that's what I am. There's no authority, and I love this in Romans 8. Who shall lay a charge against God's elect? It is God. See, there's no one higher. It's God who justifies. You're not a sinner anymore. The word says you're a saint. And it's bad what some denominations have done with it. Oh, you got to do this and that. And maybe, hopefully, with our vote, you're going to be a saint someday. And all the minute someone's born again, they're a saint, holy one, meaning set apart. And you look in that mirror, I'm a holy one. So here's a scripture I told you I'm going to stop. It's in John chapter 5, verse. Yo, thank you for giving me another 7 minutes without having to pay you. I'm sorry, what?
Got a dollar?
Russell. Russell's a blessing. Thank you for that playlist, Will. Those were beautiful songs, weren't they? John 5, 32. Can I have a reader? And I'll just repeat it. There's another who, is that it? Would you read it, David?
There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnessed of me is true.
Okay, right there. There's another, Jesus is saying this, who bears witness of me. Now remember, Jesus took a lot of flack. They called him all kind of things. They even put him in the league with Satan. You never hear Jesus really answering back with the very thing they said. He always comes back with a question, or here is the wisdom. But one time he did, that I'm aware of, and that's when they said, you have a demon. I do not have a demon. One time you see him answering directly right back at that. You know, you can look it up, but that was powerful and so obvious. But Jesus, some people will say the other who bears witness is John the Baptist, but in the context, most commentators are going to say, no, he's talking about the Father. And even a few verses down, he flat out says the Father. But even if it was John the Baptist, the forerunner, who would give witness to Jesus, the light, he wasn't that light, but he'd give witness to the light. Even if it was, who gave John the Baptist a revelation of him, Jesus? The Father. So it's still the Father. But personally, I believe he's speaking about the Father. And I love one translation, the Amplified Version. I believe instead of saying this word, and I know that his witness of me is true, it uses the word valid. You know, an affirmation is something that certifies of the truth of something. When you affirm somebody in Christ, you are certifying truth about them. Dorothy, you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away. Behold, all things. Just like tonight, there's an advance. That's a continuation of things becoming new in our lives. That should never stop for us. Because behold, all things become new. There's an initial all things about you in Christ, but as you walk and go, you're going to come into new things in Christ. Amen? So here's, I'm leaving you with this. When y'all get in that mirror in John 5:32, put it on a big 6x8 card. Not cleanse your hands, you sinner. You know, not that one. This one. You know, look in there, Randy. You're like, there's another who bears witness of you, Randy. And I know that the witness or the testimony that he testifies of me is the valid one. You say, Randy, no matter what anyone else says that's outside of Christ or what they called you, what you believed about yourself and all of that. Right now, because I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus, all of this now is true only in Christ as a new creation. All these great things that God talks about us, says to us, is all in Christ. Amen? We understand that. It's in Christ. And I know that the testimony by which he testifies of me is valid. If God said it, there's no one higher than him. No one can contradict it if you don't let them. It's true. And that's a really big step into walking in a victorious life. Amen? Y'all, Jesus needed to do that in his humanity. And it really encouraged him. There's another who testifies. What you say, there's another. And I know that his testimony about me is what, everyone?
True.
True? What's the other word? God gave me this word. Terry Nelson was meeting with a youth. He said, will you pray? He's really dealing with homosexual thoughts. He's a young man, and he's starting to believe that he is that. And I was praying for that meeting, and the Lord gave me this scripture. And I said, Pastor Terry, this is what the Lord gave me. You pray about that and when to give it to him and explain that. Y'all know that set him free. He's serving God today without being misconstrued about all of that. Is married, has kids, as a man, right? Living a holy life. You'll know the truth. He did, and it set him free from a horrible, deceptive lie. Isn't that awesome? Come on, let's just praise God for his word like the psalmist did. Lord, we praise you for your word, the greatness of your word. Oh, I thank you. This word that's up there, there's that you are the other who testifies concerning us in Christ. And we know and are certain that your evidence on our behalf is valid. Amen. God bless you all. What a wonderful... Russell and I were talking the other day just how creative God is and the variety of way he can do things. He did that tonight. Y'all are such a blessing. I know God's put love in my heart for you. And I hope you have it for me. My wife thinks I'm strange sometimes, but y'all will get over it. All right, say hi, say goodnight. I'm glad you're here, okay? And y'all gonna meditate on that scripture, right? Hey, Will, what translation is that? What did he say, Amplified? That is the Amplified. That's really neat. That's a good word, isn't it, that scripture? My word. Yes. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. And be in prayer for Sunday, right? Sunday morning. Michael and Kristen, can I pray for you two real quick before you go?